Now on the Ray Hadley Morning Show, find the winner thanks to bluebet.com.au. Download the supercharged Bluebet app now. True Blue Betting, 100% Australian owned and operated.
And for Flex Vital, Westpac Home Insurance and BKT Tyres, Australia now 3446 at Monica Oval. We have for the first time in 2019 from bluebet.com.au the great Duncan McRae. G'day, Dunkey.
Good morning, Ray. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure, and we have back online from Macquarie Sports Radio and the Continuous Call team, Mark Piggy Riddell, who's ensconced, I would believe, in Shell Harbour.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Duncan. Just making my way back there now, Ray.
Well, Duncan, it started 2019 much as it finished 2018. Piggy tipped number four, Flo, race seven, Randwick last week. Flo was second. Piggy now is none from one. Last year, Mark tipped 11 from 48. Now, you would remember last week, Piggy, that I said Ron Duffy's favourite horse would win. Yeah. It did. Tom Melbourne. I sent Ronnie a text shortly after the win. I can't tell you the reply I got, but it wasn't very pleasant from Ron Duffy. He doesn't like Tom Melbourne anymore.
He wanted to change it to Tom Sydney, didn't he? Put out
well, at one stage, but I think he's got nosebleed from tipping it so often, and he's gone off it. Judging by the reply to me, it was very short, it was succinct, but it left me no doubt that he's no longer a fan of Tom Melbourne.
He's a little short, angry man, Duff. But,
the Duff. The Duff.
Unbelievable.
All right, mate. Now, today, you'll be able to help us with a whole range of things. We've got the NFL happening as well. Now, yeah. I know Piggy's an aficionado of what happens in American football. Can you tell me what the betting is there?
Yeah, we've got the Super Bowl, Ray. 2:15, the Rams, the Patriots, $1.74, 2.5 line there, and that kicks off, obviously, Monday morning about 10 a.m.
You got a tip there, Piggy?
Yeah, I like the Rams, Ray. Their quarterback, they've got a very good side. I'm hoping that they can beat the Patriots.
You're hoping, eh?
Well, I may have a little investment on them, that's all.
Fair enough, then. Well, we've got a meeting at Canterbury tonight. We've got Rose Hill Gardens tomorrow. Anything being back to any substance with Bluebet at the moment, Duncan?
Yeah, well, the big race tomorrow, right? Rose Hill Race Expressway. And Elise went up $1.90 favourite. It's out to $2 now. The one they've come for is Trapeze Artist. Obviously, a lot of stories around this horse. Ty Angham was the rider, and Bert Vieira is the owner. Been well back tomorrow. It was probably the horse of the autumn last year in Sydney. It's 380 into 310, so been the best back runner tomorrow at Rose Hill.
All right, Piggy, come on. Let one loose.
I've got Rose Hill tomorrow, race four, number three, Vega Days.
Hang on.
Race four, number three, Vega Days. Jimmy Clark's on board.
Ah, oh, the former housemate of your co-presenter. So has he been tipping it to you, Blakes?
No. I just like backing Clarkie, so I'm going to back him in this one.
You realise Vega Days has won its only two starts?
Yeah, I know. I could.
And you didn't tip it. You didn't tip it either of those times.
No, but I may have backed it. I did back it. So.
What? Oh, I see. So you got a new system. You back the ones you think you can win. And you tip the ones that have got no hope. This is a very good one. Perhaps what you should do in future when you're tipping on the program is tell us the ones you're going to back, not the ones you're going to tip.
I know. But anyway, hopefully it gets up in 3-3.
What price is it, Duncan, with Bluebet at the moment, number three in race four?
Yeah, $5.50, Ray, out from $5. So I actually like one of the same race, number six. So it'll be a head-to-head battle.
Adana from CJ Waller, James McDonald.
Yeah, so we'll see if he's got any idea, right? Probably none of us.
The countdown to the slipper. All right, then. Okay, so we've got Vega Days from Piggy, Adana from you, and they're backing Trapeze Artist and Expressway.
That's it, right? That's it. And the cricket, let's not forget the cricket.
Oh, yeah, what's that? We're 3-56 now, by the way, Australia, yeah, 3-56.
And we're $1.17 in the run race. Sri Lanka, 17. Oh, the draw is $17, Sri Lanka $6. So Australia's still very short. I think this test might probably only last.
Well, what price were they before they lost the three wickets then, Duncan? If they're $1.17 in the run now.
They were $1.16, right?
So that we've lost three, but they've only blown out from $1.15 to $1.17.
The punters are very keen on Australia, right?
Yeah. What are you thinking about this cricket, seeing you're now a cricket aficionado as well as aficionado and everything else, Piggy? Oh, that much. he must be able to, he must be paid by the minute. He's just hung up. He's just simply hung up.
It's not the payphone, Ray.
He's got a prepaid phone. That's what's happened. The bride's taken the phone off him, given him a prepaid phone, and just run out of juice. All right, we'll leave him then. He's gone, disappeared down a well somewhere. Duncan, we'll talk to you with the boss next week. Thanks for your time, mate.
Have a great weekend, your listeners, too.
All the best to you. Duncan McRae from bluebet.com.au, the Ray Hadley Morning Program.